Dear viewers of Madhini Channel, words such as manners, etiquette and honor can be used to explain self-respect. Someone who has self-respect aims to avoid every utterance and action that may bring his self-respect into disrepute. Such a person does not allow his honor and self-respect to be tarnished during difficult times, let alone during times of ease. The Prophet ﷺ said, "La yambaghi lil mu'mini an yuzilla nafsahu." Translation: it is not permissible for a believer to humiliate himself. In the case of some people, you can observe them carefully, but you will still not find a trace of self-respect. They end up saying or doing things that completely blemish their honor and self-respect. To make matters worse, they consider such statements or actions a skill and accomplishment. Scrounging is from amongst those things which are contrary to self-respect. Despite having the ability to buy things for themselves, some people have the habit of asking others. Let me share a few examples with you. Number 1. Every other day asking the neighbors for matches, tea bags, sugar, etc. Number 2. Despite having money, not topping up a phone and asking for someone else's mobile to make a call instead. How bad is it? Number 3. Not buying a pen despite needing it on a regular basis and asking others for theirs instead. Number 4. Not buying your own convenience, motorbike, etc. despite having the means, or asking others for a lift despite being able to travel on the bus. Number 5. Not taking adequate provisions on a journey and instead asking others for things throughout the journey. Number 6. Continuously using someone else's charger. Remember that Allah Almighty does not like this habit of constantly asking others for things. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Indeed, Allah Almighty has disliked 3 things for you. Number 1, useless talk. Number 2, wasting wealth. And number 3 is constantly asking others." Just as criticism has been mentioned for constantly asking others, so too has praise been mentioned for not asking. It is narrated from Sayyiduna Sauban radiallahu anhu that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Whoever accepts one thing from me, I guarantee paradise for him." Sayyiduna Sauban radiallahu anhu replied, "I accept it." The Prophet ﷺ said, "Do not ask others for anything." Thereafter, Sayyiduna Sauban radiallahu anhu never asked anyone for anything. This was to an extent that when his whip would fall while riding, he would not say to anyone, "Pass it to me." Rather, he would dismount and get it himself. Subhanallah. Dear viewers, remaining independent of other people's belongings and not asking them for anything increases one's self-respect and brings about admiration from others. In this regard, 2 sayings of the Holy Prophet I would like to mention. Number 1 is, "Izzul mu'mini istighna'uhu anin nas." Translation: the respect of a believer is in him being independent of people. And number 2 is, "Become disinterested in the world and Allah will love you." Become disinterested in the wealth of others and people will love you. The Prophet ﷺ would make dua to his Lord for remaining independent of people. Allahumma inni as'aluka al-huda wa tuqa wal-afafa wal-ghina. Translation: O Allah, I ask you for guidance, piety, chastity and independence from people. In relation to the word ghina, independence, in the hadith, Sayyiduna Imam Abu Zakariya Yahya bin Sharafuddin Al-Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi states, this refers to the heart being disinterested. In addition to being independent of people, it refers to being disinterested in what they possess. Once Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Reza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi said to Jahangir Khan Sahib Qadi Razavi, who used to sell oil, that he required a canister of oil. Hence Jahangir Shah brought one to him, and Imam Ahmad Reza Khan rahmatullahi alayhi asked its price. Revealing its price at the time, Jahangir Sahib said that it's usually such and such amount, but requested the Imam to reduce it and give him such and such amount instead. Responding to him, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi said, "Charge me the same amount that you charge everyone else." The latter replied, "Your Honor, no, you are an honorable person to me and you are a scholar. So how can I charge you the normal price?" Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi said, "I do not sell knowledge." Subhanallah. And he went on to pay the normal price. Dear Islamic brothers, you read how a follower of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Alayhi asked for a lower price to be paid. But the Imam still paid the full amount lest he become the recipient of a favor done by the seller. We learn from this incident that even if the seller of an item is our relative, friend, follower, student, or anyone else, we should pay the full amount for the item. This way, one's self-respect remains intact and you also avoid being indebted to anyone. Remember that there is a difference between bargaining at the time of buying an item and for someone to reduce the price due to your status or relationship. Just as Sheikh Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat Hazrat Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadi Rasavi Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya has guided us on many religious and worldly issues, so too has he guided us on adopting self-respect. Of the various pointers issued for Islamic brothers to become pious, there is the following point. Today, did you avoid asking others to borrow their items, means slippers, shawl, mobile, charger, car, etc.? Get rid of the habit of asking others for their items. Mark your items of necessity and keep them safe with you. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, self-respect prevents us from asking others. It increases our respect and saves us from being dependent on others. It boosts our morale and stops us from falling into the bad habit of begging. Self-respect averts our attention from the creation and directs it towards the Creator. Given all the positive effects of self-respect, we should definitely attempt to adopt this characteristic. May Allah Almighty give us the ability to do so. Ameen bijahin Nabi Ameen, Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam.